MacBook Pro, I yearn for thee. Oh, Apple laptop, my heart yearns with the fire of 1,000 suns for your companionship. My stomach turns and twists with the sight of your beauty. Give yourself to me. Unleash the harnesses of my PC oppression, and let my body fold into yours with a lust that cannot be quelled by the voodoo men or their demon magics within 1,000 miles of our love. Our love. Love that knows not a boundary. Love that cannot be chained or silenced. Love that will not bow down to the rules of man and be squashed beneath the foot of my nearly maxed out credit card. Climb the highest tower, my love. Scale the rainbow fruit that bore ye into this world and open its door to our future. Look at the man in the black turtleneck. Rip the white earbuds from his hearing and proclaim for the entire world to know that you love Matthew D. Jordan, and a MacBook Pro will one day be his. Let the world know that Matthew will be yours, and together we shall sit in a coffee shop and hope people will notice us doing important web-type things. Oh, 17-inch MacBook Pro Core 2 Duo, my love. When I first laid my eyes upon you, your beauty nearly caused them to fill with amazement and burst in their sockets, spraying everyone within a few feet of me with retinal fluid. When he, that man, that other man brought you to me to show off his new prize, I nearly lost my think, dearest one, and placed his head as an ornament on my car in manly protest, to show you my might and yearn for thee. You had been working out, this much I could tell. That body, your body, slim, silver, and light. I can only imagine what being seen with you would do for me. But I care not the whims and lusts of another. My heart beats in perfect symphony with your processor, your RAM, nestled firmly in its places,